Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Your Mind Matters podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and I am in the best mood today. Spring weather has arrived in Denver. It is beautiful and sunny, not a cloud in the sky. It's like 75 degrees. I just got back from taking Winnie on a little trail hike. It was such a beautiful time, and I'm ready to chit chat with you today. I'm really excited about this topic because it's something that I've been experiencing very heavily for the last year, and I finally feel like I've made it to the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think reflecting and like having real legitimate thoughts about big things like change, it's really hard to put together how you feel into words as it's happening. And we're always all changing and evolving, and that's what this whole episode is about. However, I do feel like I have finally finished my transformation, my metamorphosis from my old self into who I am today speaking to you. And again, we're all changing all the time, but the last year, some really transformative things have happened for me, and I just haven't felt ready or able to talk about them until probably like the last week or two. And it's something that's been on my mind a lot, but again, it's hard to articulate that into, you know, intelligent thoughts while you're experiencing it, and we're gonna touch on that in a little bit. But I wanna talk to you guys about change, accepting change, how to go through times in your life where you can really feel a big change happening. And there are so many different types of change. And I think the one that comes to mind, for me at least, and what I was experiencing a lot of this last year, was physical change in my body and just like my health status. And that was a really scary thing to deal with. And I've talked about it in a lot of previous episodes. I'll touch on it in this one as well. But for me personally, I was going through a big change physically and in the way that I kind of present myself in the world and online. But you may just have different changes in your mentality or your ideas and how you see the world and your habits and the way that you exercise and move your body. And again, like I said, in your health status, which is something that I was really dealing with. But there are so many different types of change, and it can be so overwhelming. And that's what I want to chat with you guys about today, just kind of talking about how I navigated it and what my experience was and kind of how I can see what worked and what didn't in hindsight now that I'm through the thick of it. And I hope with every single episode that at least one thing that I say resonates with you and gives you the hope to continue to push through all of this potentially very uncomfortable change that you may be experiencing right now. Or hopefully you can come back and reference this episode when you are going through a tough time with a lot of change. I just want to be there to kind of hold your hand and encourage you and let you know that you will make it through the other side. And it is totally okay and very normal to find yourself resisting change, especially in the early stages, whether you are moving or changing careers or graduating school or just having something new in your life that you have to accept as your reality. So for me, that was, you know, getting my birth control out and realizing I'm having a lot of health issues that I don't feel like I have control over on my own, and I need to reach out and find some help and get some guidance from someone else. And that was really scary, and it was really uncomfortable because I felt so confident in myself before and my ability to take care of myself, and to be kind of pulled away from that and feeling so helpless, like I couldn't take care of myself anymore, was really scary. And I was resisting that change because the only thought I could really focus on is, why is this happening and why do things have to change? They were so good before. Why is this change happening? And it's making me uncomfortable. And I think that is really the cliche, but it's cliche because it's true. And when growth happens, that's when you're going to be the most uncomfortable. So if you find yourself in an uncomfortable phase of life right now, whatever it may be, you can fill in the blank for yourself. Again, I'm going to be talking about my own personal experience, but trying to tie it into all different types of change that I mentioned before. When you're uncomfortable, if you're finding yourself in that uncomfortable feeling, in that uncomfortable space, you're going through a change and you are growing into a more evolved version of yourself. And there are so many different ways we can evolve. Again, like all of those things I mentioned before, relationships, moving, career, school, mentality, habits, all of those things, you are bound to change the way you operate, hopefully, over the course of your lifetime, because we are human beings and we are meant to change. We are living a long, healthy life, hopefully most of us. 70, 80, 90, 100 years of life. How boring would it be if you remained the same version of yourself for all 70, 80, 90 years of your life? That would literally be so boring. We are meant to have a three-dimensional experience on this earth and change and grow as we experience new things. And if we don't, I personally think that's a little bit alarming. I'm sure we can all think of someone in our lives who is very stuck in their ways and just not really willing to budge. And I'm willing to bet that most of the time, these people tend to be, at least for me, some of the most unhappy and unsatisfied people. And it's because they don't want to get out of their comfort zone, but they're not growing. Because they are remaining in a space that is comfortable and familiar with them, they're not able to adapt to any new stimuli in their lives because they're not trying to have a different experience. And most of the time, these are the people who complain and who have victim mentalities and don't really want to take responsibility for themselves or for their actions or where they find themselves, but they fail to realize that they're not opening themselves up to the change and all of the possibilities and endless opportunities that could come with opening themselves up to that change. And I'm not saying that to shame anyone. I'm just using it as an example because, again, I think we all know someone in our lives who is like this. Most of the time, they're older people, but it may be some of your friends even who are just really resistant to change, hold themselves back in fear of going into the realm of uncomfortability and trying to grow and expand their experience in this lifetime. And me personally, I think that is so boring. I do not want to live a life where I'm constantly comfortable and I'm never being challenged and I never have new experiences that reshape the way I see myself or the world, relationships, anything like that. I think it's really important to constantly, maybe not constantly, because we all find ourselves in spaces of comfortability, just like when we're going through these changes and we're uncomfortable. There are a lot of times where I look around and I'm so content with my life and I'm like, I'm just so comfortable right now. And I think it's important to take stock of those moments and really express gratitude for all of the changes that brought you to that peace and comfort in your life. And recognize that just like when you're uncomfortable, when you're comfortable and content with your life, nothing is permanent. We are bound to change and experience different things in life. And if you open yourself up to those new experiences and opportunities, you're going to constantly be growing and changing and evolving and becoming your best, most experienced and confident self because you know that you have gone through all of these things and they've brought you to where you are today. And if you are currently listening to this and you're rolling your eyes at me because you're in those early stages of change and feeling just so uncomfortable that you want to crawl out of your own skin and just take a long, long, long nap, I promise you, you won't feel this way forever. Like I just said, when you're comfortable and having the best times in your life, they just will not last forever. Just like when you are finding yourself in an anxious mood or in an uncomfortable space, or you're having a lot of depressive thoughts or whatever it may be, or you're going through relationship struggles or family struggles or anything like that, just know that they will not last forever. Things will change and you will evolve as time goes on. And I think that, again, it's another piece of cliche advice, you won't feel this way forever, but it is so powerful. And I find myself, especially when I'm having anxiety or depressive symptoms, the one thing that I always come back to, well, two things. One, I take it day by day, but that doesn't totally, I mean, I guess that kind of applies to change, but that's not really what I want to talk about. The other thing that I constantly tell myself when I'm in those feelings, when I'm having those less than ideal feelings is, this is not going to last forever. And if I can just be with myself and support myself the best I can in this moment, I will be maybe not get through the moment any quicker, but it won't be as painful as if I'm constantly just resisting it and trying to fight these feelings in my head. Being there with myself and taking care of myself and just making myself feel supported and reminding myself that I can take care of myself helps that this won't last forever thought become a reality. And if you're feeling that way, maybe try to practice those things. Grab your journal, talk to yourself about it. And if you don't like to journal, just talk to yourself out loud about it. Go for a walk and have a nice supportive chat with yourself and literally out loud say, what do I need from myself? And you might be surprised the first couple times you do it, you might feel a little silly and the answers might not come to you, but the more you practice it, the more you are opening yourself up to actually ask yourself those questions and allow your internal subconscious mind to bring those answers forward into your conscious mind of what you actually need and what would be the best way to support yourself in these times. Again, it might sound and feel a little bit weird the first couple of times you do it, but the more you practice it, the more, not immediate, but the more naturally those answers are going to come to you and reveal themselves. And that is such a beautiful thing to be able to connect with ourselves on that level. But without practice and patience, it's not something that, I mean, most people can't just like ask themselves that and know immediately and feel it in their body. It takes a lot of repetition and practice and allowing yourself and your subconscious mind and your body to feel safe. You know, you can have that internal dialogue with yourself to bring yourself to a point of knowing and trusting your body and what it's trying to tell you and how to better support yourself mentally and physically. And once you get over that pent-up resistance to the change and accept where you are in this moment and in the middle of this change, you are only going to blossom into who you are growing to be. And I think some of these things I'm saying, I realize that they sound corny, but it is so true. I really spent probably like 6 to 8 months just resisting the changes I was seeing in my body, resisting and denying the fact that I was having health issues because I didn't want to put in that extra work to go see a doctor and to have to change my lifestyle and my habits and my day-to-day, just the way I live my life. I didn't want to do any of those things. I was like, nope, I'm comfortable. I don't want to change. But my body and my health and my mind were like, girl, there are some things that need to be addressed and we need to revisit these habits and see how we can change them to better support you as the person you are growing to be. And once I had like a true breaking point in which I kind of said to myself, I need to see someone because I am on a hamster wheel right now and I don't feel like I am helping myself at all and I need to kind of outsource and see what I can learn and how I can better support myself. And once I did that, once I accepted that this is where we're at right now, we're gonna have to try a couple new approaches to see if they work, I started to blossom and realize this is such a beautiful learning opportunity for me, something I've never experienced before. I've always felt pretty safe and secure in my body, and having that taken away from me and having to work to get that back gave me such an appreciation for the experience that I was having and really gave me a lot of optimism is maybe the right word for the person that I knew that I was growing into be. Like, I could just see myself a year in the future being healthy, having a normal cycle, feeling comfortable and at home and at peace in my body, having better relationships with the people around me and feeling more confident in myself and what I had to offer and to bring to the table. But I knew that if I didn't continue to go through this process of uncomfortability and actually embrace it and try to have a positive experience with it moving forward, that like all of those things were only going to make that future version of myself even better, even more confident in myself, and allow myself to reflect on this process and this period of change in my life and be able to like look back and say, I'm really proud of myself for doing that because it was really challenging and it really pushed me to my limits, but it has brought me so much clarity, so much peace, an experience and knowledge that I wouldn't have otherwise, and another gift that I can continue to share with the world. I also think, kind of backtracking, talking about those people who are very like stuck in their ways and don't really want to change or resist that change. Are those people, I just like want you to reflect, and again, I'm not saying this like these are horrible, bad people. I don't think all people are completely good or bad. I think that there's a scale that we're all trying to balance out. And so when I'm talking about these people in your life or in my life who resist that change, I'm not necessarily saying that they're bad people or that you shouldn't surround yourself with them or whatever, but I just want you to like reflect and ask yourself, is that a person that you really look up to? Is that a person that you aspire to be or admire their lifestyle or the way they live? Probably not. And that's because one, they don't go through that change, but two, because they don't really have anything to offer you in terms of like inspiration or insight to continue to grow into your best self. And that is where I think accepting where you are really allows you to bloom and to blossom into the person that you're growing to be and that you who you are meant to be. And we're not going to go through one big change in our life and that's it. We are constantly changing as you age. This is something I think like on paper, if you read it, you can understand that like, oh, as you get older, your life is going to change. But now that I'm in my mid-20s and like looking forward on my life and also reflecting on who I was at 18, I have changed so much. I don't recognize that girl and I love her and I want to hug her. And like, you know, she was in the right place at the right time for that stage in her life. But I have grown so much even since I was 22. And I think that's so valuable and it's so beautiful to be able to reflect on that and see how far you've come and really just like feel that love and appreciation for all of those hard times that you endured and really pushed through to the other side, because it's allowed you to become who you are today. And I just think that is such a beautiful thing. And when you accept where you are and that you're going through change, that's where the magic happens. That's where you open yourself up to new ways of thinking, to new opportunities, to new experiences. And if you really allow yourself to immerse in those experiences, you are going to have so much more of a valuable experience than if you were constantly resisting change. It also is probably going to speed the process up, maybe a little bit, maybe a lot, who knows, depends on the situation. But let's use like leaving a relationship and like, you know, moving on from a person that you spent a lot of your time with and shared a lot of intimacy with. I totally understand that you're going to resist it at first. You're going to be grieving. That's totally normal. And I do believe that you have to give yourself time to mourn and grieve that relationship and reflect and try to learn a few things. But once you have kind of reached the end of the road there and you accept that like, okay, now I'm single. What do I want to do from here? Do I want to try to put myself out there again? Do I want to focus on myself? That's totally personal. But once you accept that, that's where the magic is going to happen. Either way that goes, whether you want to try to put yourself back out there and meet people, or you want to focus on yourself and be single and find your own interests and just spend time like dating and getting to know yourself, both of those things, when you accept that that's where you're at, you are going to maybe not speed up the process, but give it a little push along its way. And once you have that intention behind how you are going to use this period of change to better yourself, your experience is just going to be generally more positive. So I encourage you to kind of think about that, whether you're going through a change right now, or you just recently did, or you know that you're about to. Just keep that in mind. Resisting it and having a hard time accepting change at the beginning of the process is very normal. But again, once you accept where you're at and you open yourself up to the possibilities and opportunities that this could create for you, that's where the magic's gonna happen. I promise you, it sounds corny, but it's true. And it really is an opportunity to create the person that you wanna become. This is where you can really dream big and take steps in a direction that really serve you, whether you're dealing with a relationship change or moving or career change, or if you're dealing with like physical changes in your body. After you have met yourself with that resistance, you've sat with it for a while and you're like, okay, I can't do this anymore. You have opened up the opportunity for yourself to dream up the person that you want to become at the end of this change. And that is just so beautiful. And like, that's magic right there. That's powerful that you have the ability to create the life and the person that you want to become, because you are in control. I know a lot of times it feels like the world is against you and everything is happening to you, but truly, that is a mindset. And I do understand there are circumstances in which people did not choose that life for themselves, whether it is a physical disability or a financial disability or the place that you were raised or the parents that gave birth to you and brought you into this world. Those are things that we can't really choose. A lot of those things are just a product of our environment or the circumstances that we were born into, but in some aspects, in the way that we choose to see the world and the way that we choose to interact with the world, that is in our full control. And sometimes it doesn't feel like that. But back to what I was saying, like when you put yourself in that victim mentality and you feel like everything is happening to you, I encourage you to try to make a small change in your mindset of things aren't happening to me, they're happening for me. And even if they aren't a positive experience on the surface, they're moving you in the direction that you are meant to be going. And maybe it's just to teach you a lesson that, look, you are in control. And the more you give up that control and power to other people, the more you are going to struggle. You got to take that control and that power back for yourself and really use it to your advantage. And the more you practice it, just like talking to yourself to figure out what your brain and your body needs that day, the more you practice and become mindful of the fact that you are in control of certain aspects of your life, it's going to be easier to create that life and the person that you want to become and dream up those big things and move towards them. Because it's all fun and games to dream things up, but we really do have to take intentional steps towards it to become those people. You can't just like write it down and expect to wake up the next day having accomplished all of your goals. It really is part dreaming and part doing. And again, accepting that you're going through change really allows you to do both of those things and meet it with less resistance than when you were denying or fighting the change that's happening. It's not always going to be perfect, and you are not alone. I know how easy it is to fall into that way of thinking, just feeling like, oh my God, nobody has ever experienced this before in the history of this planet, and I'm the only one struggling, because people don't really like to talk about what they're struggling with. It's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's embarrassing. And I know that if you listen to my podcast, you probably know and listen to Brené Brown. But if you don't, highly recommend looking up some of her podcasts. I'm not sure if it's still active, but I know her episodes are out there. But she studies vulnerability and the science of human connection and how vulnerability really opens us up to deeper, more meaningful connections with other people. And I think that's why a lot of people don't talk about the hardships that they're facing or the change going on in their life, because it makes them uncomfortable. But being vulnerable with people that you trust and you love, I'm not saying go to the store and start telling the guy at Trader Joe's how you have just broken up with your boyfriend and you're a hot mess, or you've gained 100 pounds and you feel so out of control, or you're moving across the country, or you're changing jobs, or whatever. I'm not saying that. I'm saying find people in your life, a good, healthy, positive, supportive social circle who can make you feel like you are safe and heard when you talk to them. And maybe you don't have that. Maybe it's going to be a therapist, or you need to find other outlets. But when you find those people, talk to them about what you're going through. And they might not be able to totally relate, but hopefully they will support you and make you feel loved and heard, and like you can go to them if you need things in this process. But you are not alone. You are not alone. I promise you, everyone around you, if you are listening to this in the car, look to the people to your left and right if it is safe to do so, if you're at a stoplight, and just know that those people, even though they are strangers, they are going through change too. If you're listening to this at the grocery store or running errands or out for a walk or a run or whatever, if you're listening to this while you're running, by the way, you are God's strongest soldier, because I cannot work out without music. I think people who run to podcasts are crazy in a good way. Like, more power to you. That's wild. But anyways, look at the people around you and know that everyone is experiencing change, big or small. Most people just don't talk about it because it makes them uncomfortable, but you are not alone. And I think that is so important to remind yourself, on top of you won't feel this way forever, also know that you are not alone. I hate to tell you this, I realize that it is a very harsh truth, but change is a guaranteed in this lifetime. You will change, you will experience things, even if it's not of your own will, you will experience change in this life. You will lose certain relationships in your life, and you will gain certain relationships in your life, and you will probably change your job, or hopefully at least take a step up in your job, and you will meet new people, and you will lose friends, and you will lose parts of yourself, and you will meet new parts of yourself as life progresses, that's only natural. It's just what you do when you're met with those changes that means the most. Are you going to embrace it and try to come out the other side a better, more positive person? Or are you going to resist it as hard as you can and give that all of your energy just being stuck in your ways? It's inevitable. Everyone will change. We will all experience physical, mental, emotional, social change in our lifetimes. And the more you lean into it, the easier and more enjoyable the process will be. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Just like I was saying before, having a support system that makes you feel loved and heard and supported, and having good habits in place in your life, like things that you know make you feel really good, whether it's reading a book before bed that helps calm your mind before you go to bed and minimizes anxiety, staying off your phone, having time scheduled out every month with your friends or family to connect and be present with one another, if it's movement every day or most days of the week, if it's spending time with your pets or your partner in the evenings when you guys can just connect and be there with one another, those are all really good ways to support yourself and your body and your mind. And don't beat yourself up too much about the things. Like, we all have different coping mechanisms. That's super normal. And some coping mechanisms are healthier than others, but taking stock, being mindful, and being intentional about what you're doing and why you're doing it, this is another thing that requires so much practice. I say this as if I'm a pro, and I definitely have my fair share of experience, and I've grown and progressed in these ways, but I have a long way to go when it comes to always having good habits, always feeling comfortable talking to my support systems about these things. Like, it's still hard for me, but I know now that those things really will make me feel better when I get to the other side of them. It's important to place a lot of value in both of those things because they make changing and experiencing change so much easier. Okay, so that is all I had to say, and those are my reflections on change. I'm getting a lot better about not rambling on and making these episodes long just for the sake of them being long, because I think I lose listeners halfway through because I'm just repeating myself. But that is what I think about change. Hopefully you could take one or two nuggets away from that. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Share this to your friends and family in your group chats. Share it on Instagram. Send me a message. I appreciate every single one of you so much for sticking with me, not only through this episode, but through this whole huge life change that I've been experiencing the last year in my job, in my body, in my life, and how I share with you guys. And I'm starting to feel more comfortable. I think I mentioned this last week, but this episode was really me kind of putting it all out there and what I've learned, and finally feeling open to sharing what I've been experiencing, because it has been a little bit shameful and uncomfortable. I haven't really known how to put my thoughts together concisely to share with you, but I feel so good that I just got all of that off my chest. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, again, feel free to leave some feedback or send me a message. I will talk to you next Wednesday, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day wherever you are. Bye!